大家好，欢迎收听本次节目，我是诵读者王鑫。 Mount Bayue, a lotus rising from a golden world. Looking down on every inch of plants beneath the giant, Mount Jiulin exhibits the splendor of Mount Bayue, especially in spring, and it is worth visiting as if in a golden world. Among the forest hills,white horses roam through. Mount Bayue is not large yet strange, sharp, steep, and soaring. Located at the boundary between Dazhou, Tongliang, and Yongchuan districts, Chongqing, Mount Bayue is one of the 10 small-scale views of Chongqing. Mount Bayue was called Nukun Mountain in ancient times, also known as Lufeng Mountain, because there is a stone shaped like a censer at the top of the mountain.In the Song Dynasty, it was renamed Mount Bayue owing to its unusual magnificent peaks and ridges and lush vegetation, as well as its location in the suburb of Bachuan County. There is a tale that Ye Fan Ying, a deity whose job was somewhat like a plowing farmer who laid out the mountains and rivers in the heaven, would rest the adobe faced north-south like the most in this hometown.Except for Mount Bayue, because one time Ye Yingfan got tired. Bayue set into an east-west direction while he took a rest. Stepping on the moss-covered stone slabs, along the curved path, we encounter the well-known Huangjue door. Two ficus vines are slanted and entwined, and there is a hole at the bottom of the ancient tree, forming the shape of a door, so it is called the Huangjue door. Grandma Li,who lives here all the year round, told us an unforgettable love story about the trees. Legend has it that Hui Min, a monk of the Jin Guang Temple in the Mount Bayue, fell in love with a girl Guo Xiangmei, who came to offer incense to Buddha. But her mother was strongly opposed, pointing at the two ficus vines under the mountain and swore, "You can marry my daughter only if the two trees combine into one."Having returned to secular life, Hui Min built a house to guard next to the trees, burning incense and praying day after day, collecting dew to water them. Finally, he moved the gods and the two trees combined. Hui Min achieved his wish. This tale attracts many couples to come here on Chinese Valentine's Day every year. Climbing the gentle slope or steep stone,People can enjoy shady trees and jagged rocks here. Once through over 1,000 stone steps, we will arrive at the most precipitous part of Bayue, Sanfeng Cave. Sanfeng Cave has three entrances, which only cover two or three squares. Beyond, there is a cloud rolling by. Looking down, a bottomless cliff is standing.Into the cave, we can see lifelike carvings of Buddha. It is said that Zhang Sanfeng practiced here for the Reiki. At that time, beasts were so rampant on the mountain that villagers nearby did not dare to climb it recklessly. But the things have changed since Zhang Sanfeng came. The beasts would no longer harm villagers, so the residents gradually gathered the courage to climb it for firewood. Leaving Zhang Sanfeng Cave,Along a horizontal road, the Qi Pan Shi is on the left. There are placed two benches, a stone table, and a set of stone games upon it. From the main mountain 2 or 3 meters away, this stone stands along about the cliff, extremely steep. Later, asking a sanitation worker here, we learned that, as legend has it, once a year with favorable weather,Zhang Sanfeng's friend, Yang Shan, descended to the earth after the spring plowing. Two friends then had a fierce competition over chess here. After walking for 10 minutes, we reached the pinnacle of Bayue, Tian Deng Shi, depicted in the furnace smoke, as after the furnace of alchemy is split open by the sky, the light is scattered and the colors overlap.Ascending to the peak, then I understood that it was more perilous than a step, just as Granny Lee said. in the legend that a priest in the late Ming and early Qing dynasties of the Xuantian Temple in Mount Baiyue erected a wooden pole on the boulder, and a lamp was topped with it. Every night he mounted at the boulder, climbed up the pole, lit up the oil lamp, illuminated half the sky, which could be seen for dozens of miles. Standing above the Tiandengshi, overlooking the landscape below, we cannot help but exclaim, "When shall I reach the top and hold all mountains in one single glance?" Mount Baiyue stands on 35 peaks, each can cut a golden lotus. There is always a peak of that mountain that haunts you.